Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. National FFA Convention wrapping up this weekend, and this week one of the highlighted speakers was USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, as he gave a very important message to those in attendance at a record-breaking National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Our report this morning brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon.
I'm really honored to be here this morning because I know this convention is filled with future farmers, entrepreneurs, scientists, veterinarians, government officials, bankers, business leaders, and teachers who are going to have a tremendous opportunity to make a difference in terms of agriculture as it tackles the greatest challenges facing our nation and the world: climate change, food security, and growing income inequality. And I know that your FFA experiences prepare you to face these challenges with bold solutions, clear thought, and an eye toward progress. I'm here today to say very clearly, I believe in the future of agriculture because I believe in you, our next generation of agriculture leaders. I know that your FFA creed speaks about the promise of better days through better ways. And that's a concept I've been thinking about a lot when I returned to USDA as secretary. I'm going to speak to you very seriously today because it's important for you to think about this. In the past 60 years, American agriculture has responded to the call for greater productivity. But this has led to larger farms and fewer farmers. And that has had an impact on rural America. Despite record-breaking farm income in recent years, only 7.5%, or 150,000 of our farms, they received 89% of the farm income. So that meant that 92.5%, or nearly 2 million farms, had to share 11%. That means that small and mid-sized farming operations are left behind, which helps to weaken rural economies and can threaten our nation's food security and safety. Consider this. Since January of 1981, we've lost 473,000 farms. 141 million acres of farmland has been lost. I'm here today to challenge you to ensure that this trend does not continue. If we're going to have better days ahead for American agriculture, we must embrace better ways to support our small and mid-sized farmers and our rural communities. It's time for us to evolve into a system that works for everyone, one that works for those who want to run a family farm, or those who want to work in agriculture policy or research and development, or lead an agricultural company, one that works for everyone in this stadium who sees an opportunity to make an impact on our industry and our world. I don't believe, and I don't think you do either, that the only option we have is to tell our farmers, you either need to get big or get out. I believe there's a better opportunity for us to move away from that limited option, where the focus is principally on productivity, toward a system that is not only productive, but also profitable and sustainable and healthy and resilient for all farmers and ranchers and producers, not just the biggest ones. It starts by creating value and opportunity for all producers and communities. You know, people look at the climate crisis and they see trouble. But at USDA, we see opportunity. We developed the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities program to encourage farmers to embrace climate smart practices that offer value-added benefits and extra income. You know, when you measure, quantify, and verify the results of these climate smart practices, there are market opportunities that are being created that are going to pay farmers for those results. One of these projects, led by Texas A&M in Kingsville, is helping to identify genetic traits of cattle that will reduce methane emissions and thus have a better rate of gain. This is going to reduce the climate impact of that livestock operation, but it's also going to allow farmers to earn more money from buyers willing to pay a premium for these climate-smart outcomes. There's a growing demand for renewable energy and byproducts. Bioproducts is a major opportunity for our farmers. Now, as a former governor of Iowa, the nation's leader in renewable fuels, I can see and know what that has done for our farmers and for farmers across the country. Now, some of these climate-smart projects involve converting agricultural waste into something more valuable. Now, just think sustainable aviation fuel. This is a 36-billion-gallon industry that really doesn't exist today. Because I don't know about you, I get electric cars, but I'm not sure I'm ready for an electric plane, especially if it's flying over water and the battery wears out. We're giving farmers a significant amount of money to invest in practices and technologies that allow them to convert what happens on their ground into renewable energy and fuel. This will reduce producers' costs and gives them the opportunity to sell excess energy that they can produce. We're also looking for ways to reduce costs associated with doing business that causes strain on our farming operations, like fertilizer and nutrient alternatives. This includes a $900 million initiative announced by President Biden to increase American-made fertilizer production. For example, in Wisconsin, a grant will help a dairy farm convert manure to fertilizer through construction of a nutrient concentration system that reduces greenhouse gas emissions. Boosting domestic fertilizer manufacturing and encouraging innovation in fertilizer technology will help reduce costs for farmers and will protect them from unpredictable global markets. Local and regional food systems are also a profit opportunity. We've recently established 12 regional food business centers across the country, from Georgia to California, to provide technical assistance to farmers and ranchers who want to sell product to local schools, grocery stores, restaurants, hospitals, and other institutional purchasers of food. By growing local and regional markets, we add value to our producers, enhance access to healthy, fresh foods in rural communities, and build a system that is resilient and can withstand the crisis of our time. This is also opportunity when it comes to processing capacity. Independent processing facilities help farmers and ranchers attain fairer prices, give them options closer to the farm. So instead of relying on large, few processing facilities, farmers can work with someone in their own community. This is why USDA is helping existing small and mid-sized processors to stay open and investing in the expansion of processing facilities. We've already invested more than $350 million in businesses across the country, like Cattlemen's Heritage. It's building a new facility that will serve Iowa and Nebraska, and an expansion of the Michigan Turkey Producers Cooperative in a farmer-owned facility in Michigan. And these are just some of the ways we reimagine our system to create value and new opportunity. USDA has many investments that will provide support for small and mid-sized farmers and rural communities and help farmers gain value-added benefits. Yesterday, I was with President Biden on a family farm in Minnesota, and we discussed everything this administration is doing to support local farmers and communities and to ensure that rural Americans do not have to leave their hometown to find opportunity.
USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack addressing FFA members from all around the nation at this week's National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Some good messages for our next generation of farmers and ag professionals. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on CASM Radio. It's brought to you each Saturday morning. And it's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Have a good weekend.